very down-to-earth man. He can sit down and talk with anybody. I think you'd enjoy getting in touch with him and having a talk sometime.
Maybe I could get better acquainted with him.
Yes.
You bet. I'll try to do that. Well, now, we were talking about the different kinds of streams here and their names. What are the names? Not necessarily. We were talking about the river, so there's a river.
Yeah.
There are some rivers around.
Well, right here in this vicinity, we have what we call Otter Creek,
uh-huh.
which runs through the northern part of Vigo County there. Marco's Mill, you know.
Oh, sure, up in the northeast corner there.
Right out here about 2 miles.
I see.
The same creek. It originates up in the northeast part. I don't know whether it goes into Putnam County or not. I don't know just where it does, but it's a pretty good stream. It's quite a pretty good creek.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be termed only as a creek.
Well, now, is there anything any smaller than the creek? Call?
We have a lot of smaller ones, but they're not named or anything like that.
You don't call them. Are there any branches over here?
Oh, yeah, you refer to them as a branch, a small branch down the hill there, or something like
smaller that. Smaller than the creek?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we have Croy's Creek out east. Let me think now. Yeah, that's in Clay County. Right after past the Great Dane plant out there. You go about between a half and a quarter, and then you go down a hill. And there's a big old brick house that stands pretty close to the street on your left going east. You cross Croy's Creek, and then you go up and over the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Oh, yeah.
And then Shady Lane, we were referring to.
I know the spot.
Yeah.
I've got that.
That is what they call Croy's Creek there.
Mm-hmm. There, yeah. One of the big old houses you were talking about is up there on the north side.
Yeah, that was
somewhere.
Built by the McKinleys.
Oh.
And the house, I think, was built about the same time this one was over here. This one was built in 1858, and I think that house was built about 1855, someplace along in there, close. And that's quite a house now. I don't know who owns it now, but the McKinley girls, after the... One of them was an artist, or taught art, in the public schools of Anderson, Indiana. And the other one lived in New York City.
Mm.
And that big home stood there idle. Now, they used to come and spend the summers there.
Oh.
But finally, they quit. And we knew the girls pretty well. And I remarked that I'd love to have that home, which... I'm sort of glad now that we didn't, because the road came so close to it. It used to have, well, the old road is the east lane on the north, on the south side. That was the old road. Well, it had, from their house down, it had a walk with trees on each side back then.
I've got that place, so I could see they did cut off a lot of there.
Yeah, and it was a very fine, but I understand the party who finally bought the house, The one in New York died. Well, in fact, they're both gone now. But the, I believe her name was Eunice. Yeah, she died. And then Margaret still lived in Anderson, Indiana. And just a few years after that, she died.
Mm-hmm.
But she sold the place, but I don't know who she sold the place to. There was 140 acres to the place there.